Don't touch that dial. Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio. You're listening to Watchmen Radio. Preaching the truth without compromise. For the last generation. Watchmen Radio.
Watchmen Radio, we're preaching live out of New York. Hey, praise God.
Praise God.
Dig it. It's pretty lame Watchmen Radio live out of New York, wasn't it?
Yes.
Watchmen Radio, Watchmen preaching
Radio
live.
Live out of New York.
Pegging out and clipping the board. Why is that? All right, listen. Key to this is we're just praising the Lord.
That's the key.
And I better check out these microphones here for a second. Somebody's been moving stuff around. All right, check.
We at Watchmen Radio.
Oh, wow. Praise God, live radio. You got to love it, right?
Yep.
The key to this is that...
the key.
What is the key?
There's many keys.
There is many keys.
But ultimate key is Jesus. Amen?
The ultimate key is Jesus Christ. That's
Amen.
Right. We'll believe in God. We got Holly Moody, Prophetess Holly Moody at the bottom of the hour, somewhere around there. Probably end time preacher going to be joining us. You know what a gamble that is, though. We're just going to believe by faith that that
James.
Might happen.
Yeah, amen.
Praise God. A lot of things going on. Hunter, newsflash is back in action. Got him joining
Hunter,
us. A lot of news going on.
All right.
News is important because it lets us know where we really are. And there's a lot of stuff manifesting. You better believe it. So we're preaching and proclaiming Jesus Christ. We're on the shortwave down in Tennessee, down in Montana Cage. FG, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Allen, praise God. Shouts
hey
out to you.
Hey,
shouts out,
God.
Shouts out on the satellite feed. I can't even remember all this stuff lately. There's a lot of things. The KU, Gold Star, Satellite, Death Star.
Gold Star.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Gold Star, not Death Star.
All right. Praise God. Satellite feed. You know. I'm forgetting something, but I don't know what it is.
It's all right.
Weather patterns, this whole thing's manifesting. El Niño, they're predicting this year. Did you hear about the El Niño?
What?
It's like the opposite of El Niño.
El Niño. You talking about El Niño?
No. See, this is why you got to keep up on the news.
Oh, okay.
You should listen to the Hunter Newsflash today. You might learn something. Shouts out to Frankie.
Hey, Frankie. How
you
doing?
Who's sweating my new chat system.
Yeah. I can hear over the phone.
Yeah, he's digging it.
Definitely.
We got a chat board now. If you go to nextcrusade.com, you click on the left there. We got a chat, which is a whole three people in there right now. hey, first of all, we preach repentance, which is not a popular message. We don't have a people-pleasing message. So you're not pleased by us. But if you're walking after the Spirit, you are. Because you know that the truth of Jesus Christ is repentance, coming out of the world, coming out of sin, go and sin no more, Jesus talked about true.
Amen.
And dying to self, which we're going to touch on today. These lovely messages for the people pleasers. We don't got that type of message here. You can forget it. This message today is going to be on what is truth.
Okay.
Last couple weeks ago, I don't remember, we had a message. It was called... Why is this microphone whacked out tonight? Check, check, check.
Yeah, no.
You know,
it's
ever
not
since
right.
I put this new mount on you, check, 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 test.
No,
I don't know.
Good. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
What was I just talking about?
You were talking about the chat room and what is truth.
No, I was not talking about that.
You talked about the chat
room. Yeah. I had a message here.
What
it was
is
called
truth?
Shared sufferings. Okay? Just listen. We are not people-pleasing messages.
That's right. Yeah.
The messages we have are the truth. The truth is what sets us free. If you want to lie, you want to, okay, untempered mortar holding you up, it won't hold you up. In the time we're living in, and I can assure you, you're going to want to be under the wings of Jesus Christ. In these end times, you're going to need the truth of Jesus Christ.
Yep, amen.
Not a lie, not a farce. That's not going to hold you up. You need to dig the roots down. You want to be under the shadows of Christ. The shadow of Christ. Because the shadow of death is manifesting. Now, what is truth? We get that text is taken from Jesus standing before Pilate, Pontius Pilate, a man that was in charge at that time of Rome, a man of power in the natural. And it's in John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to Jesus, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, "I find no fault in this man. What is truth?" And he immediately went outside, okay, to talk to the Jews.
Yeah.
To try to barter. There was in a season of Passover, and it was allowed that a man could be set free. And he brought up that law to them. And they said, "Release unto us Barabbas." They wanted the murderer. They wanted the crook. The rejection of Christ for Barabbas. What is truth? Truth was standing right in front of him. Later, Pilate wrote three times, "Jesus Christ, King of the Jews," in three languages. That is the truth. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Jesus Christ is the truth.
Amen.
He was writing the truth on that cross. The Jews rebuked him and said, "Hey, we don't really want that. Make it say he said he was the king." Pilate said, "What I've written, I've written." Truth was manifesting at that moment. Jesus Christ on the cross is the truth.
Yes.
What is truth? Knowing the truth sets us free. Knowing Christ and having a revelation of Christ in our hearts sets us free. We believe in Christ, but what's the rest? Is it really just believing Christ? Do you believe?
Yes,
I do. Is that it? Or is there any more to it? Do we have to walk out our salvation with fear and trembling? Or we just believe and live like the world? Option A, option B. I'm going to touch on this tonight. We're in delving into this tonight. Oh, wow, that's a new word.
Delving.
What the heck was that all about?
Just,
I got a very low vocabulary.
Yeah, it's expanding. By
and delving?
Day.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Don't mess with me, man.
Well, get the Webster's out. I don't know. Come on, man.
All right, whatever that word I just said was probably is by the Holy Spirit because, you know.
Delving.
Yeah.
He's delving
new
into
one.
It. All right.
Thank you, Lord, for this high vocabulary you've given me. We just want to pray. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
This message, what is truth? We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your truth would go forth and set out what it's set to do, to deliver the captives, God, from deception. The Holy Spirit, I pray, bear witness.
Bear witness. Yes, Lord.
On those listening on airwaves, podcasts,
God.
Internet streams, satellite, God, loose the captives, loose
Lord.
And set at liberty
set
those sick and bound into depression,
break
despair, loneliness,
or
death. We bind you, Satan. Cast you out
rebuke
of the sheep
devil.
And lambs, the blood of Christ.
Jesus
prophesy in the
amen.
Air and atmosphere around the flock tonight.
Yes.
And if you're on that fence tonight, we pray that you'd come in. The Holy Spirit would
plead the blood
touch
of Jesus.
Your heart.
Yes, touch.
Because we can't do anything. It's by the power of God to deliver Lord. You unto salvation through Jesus Christ.
Not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I was actually just going to quote that. It's written right here. That's confirmation.
All right. Amen.
The truth is Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Then the truth is the cross. Amen.
That's right.
Now, this is when the amens get a little lower. If the truth is the cross, then the truth is death to self.
Amen.
Death and denial of self. I can hear my flesh and his flesh and your flesh saying, oh, no.
Oh, me. Said amen.
Especially yours. A lot of this message is untempered mortar message going on in the modern-day mammon message church is the total opposite of this message. That's why we don't have many fans. Because if we were the house of soul preaching all types of heresies to you, to a lot of the people out there, dude, we'd have more people listening. Because it's appealing to your flesh.
Yep.
The remnant church, okay, receives this bread, this rhema word. The remnant church is the church of David in the wilderness, okay? Gathering with David, the crooks and criminals, the ones that were in debt to the king, but the house of Saul had dogged the Edomite under him. The rat that turned in the priests of God and had them slain. Mm-hmm. That's a picture of what's coming. The house of Saul, people pleasing, manifesting with dog the Edomite. Edomite, sellout. Esau, that's a seed of Esau. Now, could this be the truth? These are just questions we have, really. Could this be the truth, dying of... If Christ, okay, is the cross, and the cross represents denial and taking up our cross, Chris is going to read a whole bunch of verses here he's found. But in a minute, let's just touch on some of this here. What about playing Esau? What about living in this world and growing the hair of this world? Better life now, Christians. Better listen up. You've been duped. False mammon fest preaching and teaching is a lie. It's appealing to your flesh and takes a hold of you. It might have the appearance of godliness, but it's not. There's no repentance being preached. There's no denying of self. There's no picking up the cross. People-pleasing church. Repent and believe the truth.
Amen.
That you might be set free by the power of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Robert Tilton's new book, okay, I'll name it for you, How to Be Rich and Have Everything You've Ever Wanted by Robert Tilton. Mammon preacher. Incidentally, last week I just read on WorldNetDaily.com there was some preacher, okay, he sold his church. He completely manifested and went nuts. Sold it for $500,000+, and he bought a BMW. They arrested him in his BMW. Completely gone nuts. His heart completely manifested. If you don't get your heart under check and get before God to burn these things out, you're going to manifest. These are the roots. Matthew 10:38. Chris is going to read right through here some of the scriptures where Jesus talks about picking up that cross. And we told you earlier, the cross represents dying to self. Right, Chris?
Yep. Matthew 10:38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Glory to God.
Yeah, read them all.
Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said... Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after him, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 10:21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up thy cross,
and follow me. Hold on there, he's got one more to read. But this is the story in Mark 10:21. This is the story of the guy that followed the law from his birth on.
Yeah.
And he approached Christ, it says Christ, beholding him, loved him.
Yeah.
God loves you. But there was something in this man's heart that was being confronted. The light was shining on that issue, and he had a chance, an opportunity to serve the real Jesus Christ. Do you want to serve the real Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Denial of self.
Die to self.
Denial of the mammon he had in his heart. Sometimes the blessings of God are a bondage. You got to be careful what you pray for. Remember to tag that, even so, Father, let it be your will. Yeah. I don't know where the prayer in Ecclesiastics, Proverbs, I don't remember such where, but it says, you know, Father God, make me not too rich and not too poor. Put me somewhere in between.
You don't hear that prayer too much.
Because when you get the mammon and the flowing in it and stuff, it's a snare.
Yeah.
This modern day mammon preaching is a snare. It's snaring the flock.
Yep.
It's damaging. And in this case, with this lamb, this sheep that walked up to Christ, this person that obeyed God from birth, this man was being confronted. Sell what you got. Ooh, not so easy to do. It says that his treasure would be in heaven. Treasure in heaven. Luke 14, Chris is going to read here. This is going to sum it up right here.
Luke 14. What verse did you want me to read again, brother?
It should be on that page. It's not. I'll read it. Luke 14:27. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Cannot be my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Ask yourself. Denying self, denying the flesh, putting off the world is the definition of continuing in the words of Christ.
Yep.
Is the definition of keeping the sayings of Christ. We'll touch on, if we got time, we're going to go to John 8. This is the key. Continuing in the words of Christ. Continuing in the sayings of Christ. It's contrary to your nature. God understands that. It's contrary to your flesh, my flesh. God understands. You can't do this alone.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because Chris quoted it earlier. It's not by what?
Not by might, not by power, by thy spirit, says the Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Can't do it like these law preachers, these Yahwehite manifestants, you know, trying to do things, please God with performance.
Yep.
Ritualistic performance to please God. It's by the Spirit of God.
Yep.
That we come out of bondage and we're not under the law. We're under the grace and mercy
under
covenant.
Grace.
And that's what gives you dominion over sin.
Amen.
This is, we have a dominion over sin because we're not under law. We're under grace.
Grace of God. Amen.
Believe the Word of God. Believe in Christ and then continue in the Word. Continue. Come out of the world. Repent and believe the word of God. Believe and continue in the sayings of Christ. In Hebrews 11:24, by faith. When Moses was coming to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25 there in chapter 11 of Hebrews. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He was counting the costs. He knew he had it made in Egypt. And in verse 26... esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Greater riches.
For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt.
Glory to God.
Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Are you seeing him who's invisible? Are you seeing the treasures that are invisible that you store up in heaven when you die to self, come out of the world? Pick up your cross and follow Christ? Because that's what Moses did here. Oh, Jesus wasn't even around the days of Moses. And he says here, the writer of Hebrews, the reproach of Christ. It's an Old Testament example of you coming out of Egypt. Me coming out of Egypt. And just putting it off. Because he had a position in Egypt. Forsook it. For what? By faith he forsook it. Can you, by faith, forsake this world?
Yes.
Can you keep your eyes on the invisible?
Amen. By grace. Amen.
What is truth? who is the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost. He will lead you down that narrow path that leads to life. It's not a wide path. Forget about this mammon message, better life now preaching. It's not a wide path, people. The truth is Jesus Christ. The truth is the cross of Christ. The truth is picking up your cross and denying self. Like Ben used to say, you know, do you love yourself enough to go to hell? He used to say all the time. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, people do love themselves. Let's face it. Coming out of Mystery Babylon, being under the shadow of Christ. Come out of my people, Jesus said, lest you receive the plagues. There's plagues being poured out, people. Just put on the news. The shadow of death is manifesting. Get under the shadow of Christ, under his wings. That's where life is.
Yes.
And stop playing Esau the Seesaw. Esau the Seesaw. You like that one church phrase I just made up? Get on the side of Jacob, okay? Jacob I love, God said. Esau I hated. Why? Because Jacob had his eyes on the promises and the blessings of God. What is truth? We're going to roll right over here to John 8. Going to roll through this here. This is Jesus, okay? We're going to touch on a couple verses here. Jesus answering the Pharisees and the Jews that are around him. This is John chapter 8, verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. This is the if here. Look at this if in verse 24. For if ye believe not that I am, he's using some pretty interesting terminology here. I am. That he there is in italics. The King James writers added that in. He was really saying, if you believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. Verse 25, then said they unto them, who art thou? And Jesus say unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Look at the terminology he's using. I am, and from the beginning. He's setting them up to say, I'm the Son of God. I'm in the Trinity. Verse 26, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them what the Father was saying. Now in verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am. There's that word again. Jesus was God in the flesh, standing there right before them, preaching this sermon, preaching to the Jews and the Pharisees standing there at this moment. If you believe that I am. Verse 29. And he that sent me is with me, the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. There we go. They were believing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was manifesting on the crowd, and people were believing. And Jesus discerned this. And here's the second if. The first if was, you know, if you believe, and now they're starting to believe, and Jesus discerned this. And in verse 31, he said to the ones that believed, the Jews that believed, in verse 31, if ye continue in my word, then ye may be my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Free.
They answered him, we be of Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage of any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be free? They were manifesting. They understood the blessings of Abraham, how they were grafted into the seed of Abraham. This is like the modern day church system. when you preach about sin and coming out of sin. They say, we're of Christ. There's no condemnation in Christ, and they put a period right there. They never quote the rest of that verse. For them that follow after the Spirit. You're not following after the Spirit if you're in sin and fornication. If you're in all types of wickedness and perversions, you're not following the Spirit. You should be convicted. You should be in condemnation and before God into repentance. They're manifesting. The Pharisees are saying, we're of Abraham. And Jesus answered and said, verily, 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 verily means amen, amen. This is an alert. Amen and amen was from Moses when the covenant went forth. Amen and amen. David said in the Psalms, it's true, so be it, so be it. Established in the Spirit. I say unto you, whosoever committed sin. Here he is. He's bringing the cat right out of the bag here. He's addressing it. He's addressing it. Whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto them, Abraham's our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, Jesus said, even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Later on in verse 58, Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, verily, so be it. I was before Abraham. That's when they manifested. Before Abraham was I am, he said. That's when they really manifested. But backing up a little in verse 51, again, verily, verily, amen, amen, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste death. Wind up a little further back around there. If you remain in the word of God, if you continue in the word of God, you are his disciple. Believing and then continuing in the word. Believing.
Yep.
And remaining in the word. Remaining and keeping the sayings of Jesus Christ. Remaining, believing, remaining on the path. Remaining on the narrow path is the truth. We read this whole chapter here to bring up, you know, kind of a little dialogue between the Pharisaical order and Jesus Christ. And how the Pharisees were offended because he was talking about sin. And being slaves to sin. And he wanted to set them free from their sin. And they justified it by saying they were of the seed of Abraham. Like many do doing this once saved, always saved doctrine. You can't continue in sin if you're walking the narrow path. Because sin is not on that path. It's on your own path you made up in your mind with the devil. He'll help you out in that path. And you get demons and devils come into your life. When you go into sin, Jesus said, sin no more. He said, sin no more. To him that overcometh is the reward granted to. To him that overcometh.
Amen.
Overcometh is not, okay, going back and loving the world or living like the world. Is that truth? Is that truth? Living, what is truth? Is truth living like the world? Is that going to save you? Is truth going back into sin like a dog returned to his own vomit? This is the hour to shape up. This is the hour to get back on that narrow path. Believe? Jesus discerned in John chapter 8, verse 34? No. I don't remember what verse. It says, many believed, and Jesus said, if you continue in my word. Okay, I'm sorry, it's in verse 31. In verse 30, it says, many believed after his preaching. There we go. The belief was manifesting, but there was a truth, okay, that they need to confess their sins and get before the blood of Christ under the power of the Holy Spirit to be delivered of sin. They manifested in murder here, the Pharisees. He discerned they wanted to murder him. If you continue in my word, Jesus said. And later on, in verse 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, okay, if a man keep my saying, he shall not taste death. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, people. That's really where we're at. It's a time to get serious with God. And the Lord loves you. And he has messages like this, you know, for us too. Isaiah 58 talks about the raise your voice like a trumpet, transgressions of the people. In the same chapter there, it talks about our light shining forth. When we preach and proclaim Jesus Christ and the truth and dish out the bread, not just the natural bread, the bread and the rhema word of God, the manna. This is a revelation of Christ. Count the costs. Eternity's at stake. You have that expression? Yeah, expression, I'll deal with it when I get to that road. I'll deal with it when I get there.
Yeah.
You can't deal with hell when you're there.
No.
It's over.
It's over. It's done. No one's
promised. Forget about that expression. I'll come to that. When I get to that crossroad, I'll deal with it. Deal with it now.
No one's
Jesus Christ is the truth.
Amen.
We're going to break. We'll be back with the Hunter Newsflash. Praise God.
Amen.
We at Watchman Radio want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcasts. The world is now entering into the last days, and we see the signs all around us. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pestilence, famines, and earthquakes. These signs are here to alert us and let us know the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. The Antichrist system is in place, and many will be deceived. Our goal is to get this warning out in any way we can. But we are in dire need of your support. Our listeners are all that is backing this radio ministry. Please help sound the trumpet. People need to be informed about repenting from their sins now. Jesus said, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Won't you stand with us? All donations can be made out to Watchman Radio, Center P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, NY 11704. You can choose to use our website with a quick, secure online method at watchmanradio.net. That's watch, M-E-N, radio.net. Or if you like, call us toll-free at 1-877-734-6327. May the Lord bless you and keep you in the days ahead. Thank you.
Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio.
Okay, praise God. Here are some of the top news headlines for the week of February 4th. In President Bush's fifth State of the Union address of his presidency, he continued his defense for the war in Iraq and the need to fight terrorism overseas. The president also called out Iran for its nuclear weapons ambitions, as well as Hamas, urging them to turn from their terrorist ways as the new leader of the Palestinian people. President Bush also commented on the nation's need to find alternative methods for energy rather than depend on oil from the Middle East. And he also took time to defend his actions in wiretapping and monitoring American calls. On Wednesday, President George Bush said that a Palestinian state could not be established if a Hamas-led government refuses to renounce its desire to destroy Israel. The president also vowed that the United States will rise to Israel's defense if Iran launched an attack against it. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives agreed to extend the USA Patriot Act for a month while Republicans in the White House work out changes intended to protect people from government intrusion. News with Israel. Acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, in a national address, announced his administration will push for a Palestinian state and Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, saying Arabs might soon outnumber Jews and threaten Israel's Jewish character unless the Palestinians quickly are offered a state of their own. Also, a new government-supported study said that most Israelis, despite nearly 60 years of war, remain willing to fight for their country. The survey said that 85% of those polled expressed readiness to fight for their country. Also, a top Hamas leader told WorldNet Daily that Hamas, which came to power in last week's Palestinian elections, will soon make a public peace initiative in which it will offer a trade strategic land with Israel, cease attempts to capture parts of Jerusalem, and sign a 10-year renewable ceasefire with the Jewish state. But the Hamas leader said the plan is a temporary plan to ease international and U.S. hostility toward his group in hopes of receiving financial assistance, explaining that Hamas will not give up its goal of destroying Israel. And also remember 1 Thessalonians 5:3 that says, when they shall say peace and safety, then that's when sudden destruction cometh. Also, a senior Hamas official told Canada's Globe and Mail on Friday that the new government will form, the group will form, will make Shahara, or Islamic law, a source of law in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. He said that the government will modify the existing Palestinian education system, too, and institute a more Islamic curriculum and will separate boys and girls. In news in Iran, in a speech on Wednesday, Iran's president vowed that his country will not surrender its nuclear ambitions, and he then accused President Bush as being a warmonger who should be put on trial. On Tuesday, the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency said that Iran has obtained documents and drawings on the black market that serve only one purpose, and that is to make an atomic warhead. Iran's Revolutionary Guards chief recently warned the United States and Britain that Iran would respond with its missiles if attacked, which was a clear threat to Israel, which lies within easy range of such a launch. Also, a preemptive U.S. and Israeli military strike in Iran's nuclear facilities is very likely to occur in the coming months. Israeli sources have admitted that the incapacitation of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has made a preemptive attack on Iran more likely in the next 9 weeks, because it was Sharon who vetoed the nearly unanimous recommendations of Israel's generals that a quick strike was the Jewish state's only chance at preventing Iran from building a significant nuclear arsenal. Also, there is growing concern in the United States that Iran could be planning to use a nuclear weapon against the USA in an EMP attack, which would destroy most of the nation's technological, electrical, and transportation infrastructure. Iran's president also said recently on a visit to Damascus that Palestine is the center of the final stages of the battle between Islam and arrogance, saying that the Palestinian intifada is progressing. Also on Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin made remarks about Russia's new missiles, saying, quote, "Russia has tested missile systems that no one in the world has. These missile systems don't represent a response to a missile defense system, but it doesn't matter to them whether they exist or not. They are hypersonic and capable of changing the flight path," unquote. Also, Russia and Syria have been discussing the prospect of expanding defense and military cooperation. A Russian military delegation has been touring military bases and headquarters in Syria as part of an effort to increase cooperation with the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Also, a draft of a visionary proposal by the UN Development Program is calling on the world to getting rid of all the nations in the world in order to create a one world order in peace. The plan, endorsed by prominent world figures, including bankers, politicians, and economists, to end nation states as we know them, is also designed to end health pandemics, poverty, and global warming. So this is the Antichrist system forming. Also, increasing technology and the Mark of the Beast system is advancing as well. A high-tech prison recently opened in the Netherlands where inmates wear electronic wristbands that track their every movement, and guards monitor cells using emotion recognition software. Authorities are convinced the jail represents the future of correctional facilities, cheap and efficient without coding criminals or violating the fundamental rights. Also, pestilences. Jesus warns of that in Matthew 24:7. On Tuesday, the United Nations Health Agency confirmed that at least a dozen people in Turkey had been infected with a lethal strain of bird flu known as H5N1. This raises the total of people to be infected with the disease to 160, while the death toll still stands at 85. And also, last but not least, some news from the Christian Church. A leading Christian researcher says if churches believe in the life-changing power of the gospel, they must do a better job when it comes to holding congregations to a higher standard. The Barna Group conducted two surveys which found a sizable gap between the perception of pastors and the reality of people's devotion to God. For example, pastors were asked to identify what they felt was the most important priority for their church members. Overall, pastors said that a majority of their members would put their faith in God at the top of the list, but only 15% of church members surveyed listed their faith as the top priority. So that's a great falling away that's prophesied in the Bible. And that concludes the news for this week. Back to you.
Wow. All right, Hunter, thanks for calling in. We'll be back with Holly Moody in a minute.
Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio. Preaching the truth without compromise. Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio.
Tell the people that it was me who sick the dogs on Jezebel.
All right, Watchmen Radio, back and live, preaching truth, New York.
Amen.
Praise God. It's like abbreviated little preaching truth I added there, right?
Oh, preaching truth live. Okay,
yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Like an Ebonic preacher I am.
Hey, flowing in the Ebonics there.
Praise God for you, Brother Chris. Mobite. All right, let's just praise God. We got Holly on the line. Holly, you there? Praise God for that very loud phone you have. Let me see if I can adjust this. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Praise God. All right, talk now. Check, check. All right, you there, Holly?
Yes, I'm here.
Much better. Okay. Praise God. Holly Moody, many of you listening have read a lot of her, you know, typing words. She has a very unique relationship with our Father, and I've been reading her prophecies and words for many years, and praise God. Holly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And what happened to your website, if you don't mind me asking?
There is one on Yahoo, and that's just mainly a place where I store what I feel God has shared with me.
Okay.
I've never really had a website, though.
Oh, I thought you used to have like a little website where I like pictures and everything.
No. Some people sometimes contact me and ask if they can, you know, promote things, and I tell them, you know, go ahead. So
praise God.
Might have seen that.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I was seeing. But praise the Lord. I read your last word. You kind of stopped delivering a lot of pretty heavy warning messages there for a while, almost a year now, and mm-hmm. You're kind of back, aren't you?
I took like a small break for a while.
Yeah.
And,
like my friend Chris here, he's still on a break. Keep him in prayer, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed a little bit of a break there. Your last word there was about the Watchman getting back into the tower.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the Watchman calling is a kind of a lonely calling, isn't it?
They're what?
Watchman calling.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a, preaching and proclaiming repentance. The things that are coming on the land, Holly, are not particularly good, are they?
I'm what?
All right. She don't hear me, maybe? Hold on a second. All right, I said the things that are coming to America and the nations, like your last word, pretty horrible things, like China.
Oh, Yeah, that one was from a few years ago.
Okay.
Oh. Praise God. Did you want to get into all of these or talk about?
No, just
about
share what the Lord has on your heart. You know.
Just in regard to America, you mean?
Yes.
Or the church?
Both would be great.
Okay. In regard to America, what I feel there, what you see happening in the physical is a lot of times what is going on in the spiritual, in the church, and in spiritual realms.
Yeah.
In America, is what I've really have felt this year is that God is trying to wake up his church to pray against the things that are coming.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to have James try to patch in, too. James, you there?
Yeah.
All right, we got Holly Moody on. She was just sharing a little bit about some of the words she's getting from the Lord. What have you been getting on America, Holly? All right, we lost her, I think.
Okay. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a storm here.
Oh, a storm?
Yeah.
All right. You know what, James? Holly, we're going to have to call you back. We got a problem with the line.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on?
Hey, James, how you doing, brother? Yeah, there's something wrong with that line. We had Holly on, but it's got like feedback coming through there.
Yeah.
Praise God. How you doing, Brother James?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You praising the Lord out there in Oklahoma?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we're living in some crazy times, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to get Holly back on because she had a pretty heavy vision about Russia and a lot of other things. So, you know what,
Russia,
people? This is the end times.
Russia and China?
Yeah, yeah. Sleeping
Dog
Dragon.
Dog.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. How you doing? You have any types of visions or anything?
Yeah, we've been the Lord's been moving, been talking a lot.
Really?
We better get ready.
Okay.
Well, he's revealing things that he's never revealed before.
Yeah, that's real. You know what's going on, man? I'm just like, you know, let's get into that ark of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, the Bible says that no man knoweth the hour that he comes. I want to make that first and foremost before I say what I'm about to say. But he's made something very clear to me that I've read hundreds and hundreds of times in Scripture.
Yeah.
You know, I always go where he told David, you know, that it was 70 years allotted unto man in which to live. And did you, am I lost again?
No.
Oh, okay. God said in Scripture what a generation was, and I had just never seen it before. And it's when the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, and they were murmuring and complaining there in the wilderness, and God just said, every one of you, this whole generation, 20 years old and above, will die in the wilderness.
Wow.
Okay? So what's a generation to God? How long were they in the wilderness?
40 years.
40 years.
40 years. And he said 20 and above, right? So how old was the oldest person when they died?
Is this like, you know, multiple choice questions?
60 years old,
oh,
right?
Okay. I think I am some type of Bible scholar here.
No.
If it wasn't for online commentaries, I'd be doomed.
60 years is a generation. God plainly established right there with Moses what a generation was when he led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And he also told the children of Israel that you would come back into a nation and rule as a nation for one generation.
Yeah.
Now, if he established what a generation was with Israel in the land of Egypt, the generation that he's going to allow them to live in the last days is the same amount of time, right? 60 years.
Are you right? I don't know.
I believe I'm right.
Okay.
You know, because he's just pouring out knowledge upon people. If they want to ask, he's willing to tell. You know, he's not keeping anything secret from his children. And 60 years, 1948, they came back into a nation. add 60 years to 1948, where does that bring us? 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it, this year on June 6, 2006, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now that are feeling like the Antichrist is going to be revealed on that day.
Wow.
So, I mean, you see everything just falling in place. You see Ariel Sharon, he gave up the Gaza Strip. Remember his inaugural speech, Rich? We talked about it on one of the first radio broadcasts, where he said, promised Israel that if he didn't accomplish what he said that he was going to accomplish, that may his right hand wither.
Right hand, everywhere
in Scripture means power. As soon as he gave up the Gaza Strip, what happened to him?
All downhill.
His power was taken away.
That's right, yeah.
He had a stroke in a coma. God brought judgment to Ariel Sharon.
Wow.
Because it wasn't his land to give. God gave him that land in 1948.
Yeah, why mess with that land? I mean, you know, Bush had to get involved egging him on to get cut up that Gaza Strip. It was, incidentally, nothing but a curse, if you ask me. We got stricken here in New Orleans, got taken out 7 days later, right?
7 days later. 7 days after Bush influenced Ariel Sharon to give up the Gaza Strip, we got hit by hurricane after hurricane after hurricane.
Praise God. You know what? Let me just... I want to get Holly Moody. We can't get her back because there's something wrong with that phone line. Whoever's listening here right now, whoever's listening, what's the crazy man? who's like walkie-talkie or something? All right, listen. Her website is http://. It's groups.yahoo.com/group/ Holly L. Moody. Okay, that's her group. It's groups.yahoo.com/group/ HOLLIELMOODY. Check it out. Check out the words that she has on there. God's given her many visions and many prophecies of things coming, and we got to get her back on when this line is clear. James, I'm in total agreement with you about this thing with the Gaza Strip. And
amen.
What do you see going on over there right now, James?
Well, you see Iran poking their head up, nuclear weapons. It's just going to come to the place that Russia and China is going to stand up against Iran, and then all those little Arab countries around there are going to stand up with Iran and going to attack Israel. We see Hamas took over, you know, there, One of the leaders of Hamas said, you know, in the future we'll take out Israel. But the leader that was elected there in out of Hamas, he wants to take out Israel today. If he could do it today, he would do it.
Yep.
You know, so we see the stage being set. And the next thing you know, Israel's going to be surrounded, and this thing's going to be over. I mean, it's just it could happen tonight while we're sleeping. I mean, it could happen that quick.
Amazing, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, we better wake up. Us that believe biblical prophecy and believe that this isn't just some words written on a piece of paper, better get our minds stayed upon God, better get our hearts right with God, and do what He has commanded us to do, to preach the gospel unto all nations.
Yeah.
We, you know, stand on a street corner, go to the local 7-Eleven, stand there and preach. Tell people about the love of God.
Amen.
Because
everybody you pass and you don't take the opportunity to tell about the love of God and witness to them, that's a soul that might face an eternity of hell just here real shortly.
Wow.
So he's getting the same thing we've been getting, that we believe that when Israel takes a stand against Iran, a lot of things are going to be set in motion, and, you know, like the nations are going to start coming against Israel really strong, and a lot of prophecies are going to just...
Wow.
Be set in motion, like you're saying, bro. We don't realize how close everything is, you know.
Yeah,
I believe the beginning of those prophecies already are set in motion.
Amen.
I mean, we see Rome raising its ugly head. We see Russia raising its head. Russia made a comment yesterday that they were going to send Iran a very strong warning.
Wow.
So when China raises its head, because China's not liking this either. You know, China's on economic growth like they've never had in their history.
Yeah.
So anything that's going to deter that economic growth that they're going through right now, it's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, money motivates the world. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So, you know, they're loving this health and wealth they're having there right now.
Jeez.
And they're not going to want to be taken away by some little Arab nation that they think is a nothing anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we better watch. I mean, you know, the other day I was just standing in the store down there. I live in Oklahoma, for those that don't know. We normally, I mean, we don't have New York winters or anything. We normally have a pretty good winter.
Hey, wait a minute. New York ain't got no winter, pal. It's like 70 degrees all winter here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay?
Exactly
the end of the world, man. Because,
that's exactly what I'm saying, Rick.
Yeah, what's going on with the weather out here, man? Come on.
This is Oklahoma. We always have ice and snow every year. We've not had one ice. We've not had, well, we had a little snow that lasted for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the sun came out and you know,
well, you know what, James? There's some people out there that are saying it's people that have weather guns, weather rays. Have you heard of them? the Dr. Evil's flying over you right now, shooting a weather beam.
Using his weather gun.
He shot you with a weather beam. And well, keep looking out for that Dr. Evil.
That's a good, serious
question. Give me a freaking break, Scott.
You know what God said about it?
What?
He said in the last days we wouldn't be able to tell the seasons, one season from the next.
Yeah, I was looking for that recently.
It feels like spring here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we're in February. We should have, you know, 3 or 4 inches of ice on the ground anyways.
Wow.
And it was 70 degrees yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say that we're really, come on, people. I mean, they're talking about El Niño-type weather that's going to invoke all types of powerful storms. Okay?
Well, I'm just an old farmer from way back. Y'all know that.
Yep.
And I grew up, you know, watching the land, watching, you know, how things happen and to tell whether we were going to have a hard winter or a good winter. That's how we grew up, you know. And one way we tell is, you know, cut an apricot in half, and if it looks like a spoon in there, we're going to get a lot of snow and ice. If it don't look like a spoon in the center of it, we normally don't have a bad winter.
Wow.
So, of course, every year I do that because I just grew up doing that. And this year we had some of the biggest spoons I'd ever seen in apricot, but we've had no winter.
Wow. Well, no winter here either. I don't feel bad. I wanted to, you know, jump around and do some sketching. Do you know how to sketch?
I'm a
professional skitcher, people. What James is talking about is the truth, people. This is the time, and, you know, Jesus said you could discern the weather, you hypocrites. Hey,
well,
the weather's manifesting all around us. There's something going on. Discern the times that we're in. Got 30 seconds left, bro.
A lot of naysayers out there say that, you know, we don't control the weather. But he said, these things that I do, you should do an even greater. And I remember one time he spoke to the storm, and the storm was quieted. And I remembered that scripture one night when a tornado was coming to my house, and I spoke to the tornado, and it hit the four houses around me, but it didn't touch mine.
I didn't want to tell you about that. I sent that to you. Because I said, go back to whence thou came, in Jesus' name. People, get under the blood of Jesus Christ. James is talking the truth. This is it. Weird weathers, weird things manifesting. It's manifesting! Receive it. Receive that the hour is late.
God bless.
Jesus Christ.
Have a good night.
God
love
bless,
you.
God.
You hold the line, James. We'll get you off the air. Praise God. Watch some radio sign. Saying farewell. Bye.